Now, in writing the book, you also, I guess, continued more research on the lake itself, on the science and the ecosystem. And you know, how did you go about that? And what surprised you about the lake? What did you learn about it that you hadn't known before?
The hydrology. You know, I went mad with maps of hydrology and the statistics. You know, if you had gone into my tiny office at the Museum of Natural History, I had water flow charts. I had all the lake levels. You know, I just was immersed in the hydrology of it. I absolutely loved learning about the brine shrimp. I loved learning about Lake Bonneville. I loved everything that, you know, Genevieve had to say. I worshipped Don Paul. I absolutely, you know, going out to Great Salt Lake, to the West Desert, to Hogup Cave with David Madsen, and, you know, who is 7 feet tall, right? And Kevin Jones, and, you know, to really be with archaeologists and to be when, you know, with them when we were shifting all of the sediments, and suddenly, you know, of course I had birds on the mind, and all of a sudden, you know, these feet emerge, and all of a sudden, you know, to realize the patience of an archaeologist, I just wanted to pull the bird's feet out, you know, the bird feet out to find out if it really was Greater Yellow Legs or whatever.
That bring you back to your room as a child?
Exactly, because I thought, these are yellow legs. But no, we had to follow all the sediments down until it naturally lifted.
Yeah.
And then what we found out is it was this glorious necklace, this Fremont necklace with bird, you know. Well, everyone there wanted to try it on. And you cannot do that as an archaeologist, right? You do not. You are a scientist. But I knew that they wanted to, and I certainly wanted to, but we couldn't. So this friend, Jimmy and I, he was the cook, we decided that we had enough dental floss and plastic forks to make birdfoot necklaces for everyone, which we did, and build a big fire, and all did tribal dancing, which, you know, is off the record. But so there were those wonderful moments of learning about the lake, living through the lake, you know, walking into the West Desert on the edge where it was flooding, and finding these bizarre plywood tanks that were target practice for the military, you know, tons of munitions that hadn't yet exploded. You know, again, the earth art from the phallic tree, you know, Carl Moman's tree, to the beautiful sun tunnels. I never was able to see Smithson's spiral jetty because it was underwater, but I was very aware that it was there.